What's going on, Clipper Nation? How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm very happy after that.
Oh, I wasn't talking to you.
That's fair.
I wanted to know how they were doing. Anyways, it's me, William the Opinion Updike.
And I am Positive Chuck Mockler.
We are Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network.
Oh, yeah.
We bring in the Clippers news 5 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Rain, snow, or shine?
Yeah.
Well, it's a lot of sunshine recently.
Oh, it was nice tonight.
We're going to be kicking things off with a recap of this evening's game against the Hornets, which if you missed it or you're waking up to this news,
yeah.
Clippers win 111-96.
Got the dub, not the 4-0 start I had predicted, but, you know, about as good as you could do other than that.
Well, stay tuned for when Charles eats his hat.
Yeah.
We also, every single Tuesday, we take your guys' questions from Twitter. We love it. If you have a question, send it in.
We got some good ones.
At Locked On Clips, at Will Updike, at Charles Mockler for a chance to be featured on the show. And then what are we wrapping things up with today?
Some shavings.
We got some shavings?
We got some shavings. And then probably some more Twitter Tuesday. It's going to be a fun time.
It's going to be a good time. If you're new to the show, once again, shavings is just, it's everything else.
It's kind
of rattling around in the drawer of Clipperdom.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for all of that.
So the Clippers won, Buck 111-96.
Beautiful.
Against the Hornets, they held the opponent under 100, something you're very excited about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Felt good.
I wasn't even close the last time I said they'd do it. So
no, that was true. This game, we won. Felt a little uneasy, I would say, up until about halfway through the third.
I would agree.
Maybe all the way till the end of the third?
I would agree. There was definitely some parts that felt unnerving. It's interesting looking at like the box score now because we won every single quarter. Sure, some of them were, like, the first two were closer, but
did we win every quarter?
Really pretty in control of the game, yeah.
It
all
was
the way through. But it didn't feel like that watching it, I guess is what I'm trying
to
get at.
Stats-wise, Rozier led the Hornets with 17. Graham had 14 and 12 dimes.
He was the true MVP of the Hornets.
That kid's good. And then this game, if we would have lost, would have been known as the Cody Zeller game because he had 14 and 13 boards, hit a couple of threes. I believe at one point Brian Seaman pointed out last year he made all of 6 threes or something like that. I think he made 2 tonight. So he's on pace to beat that. For the Clippers, this was the night of Kawhi. Kawhi played
interesting
MVP-level basketball.
Yeah, okay.
He had 30 points, 7 boards, 6 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks. I don't know what, you know, I mean, any time that this game felt like it was getting a little, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Kawhi was on the floor, there was a spin dunk, there was an absurd reverse layup or something there to take the momentum and maybe not capture it all the way for the Clippers,
mm-hmm.
but shade it our way.
Yeah, it's unreal. I think it just became more apparent in that second half when the defense tightened up a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to talk about that.
When you see Kawhi starting to put those clamps on.
It's crazy.
I don't know. It's something dissimilar to basketball that I've really gotten to enjoy in person.
Doc said it in the postgame presser. He goes, I didn't even know how good he was. He goes, I knew he was good at defense. I don't know how smart/good he was past that expectation.
Yeah.
He made a couple interceptions today that came out of nowhere. We're going to get into that in a second. Lou, 23-4-4.
Mm-hmm.
Solid. Trez, 19-7-2, was absolutely crucial in the fourth quarter. We're going to talk about too. But I would say the second star of the night,
mm-hmm.
Ivica Zubats.
Oh, I got to disagree with you, but I did love his performance.
7-6 with a career high 5 blocks.
So I think it's...
It was fantastic. The defense was great.
The defense was great.
It was
he
phenomenal.
Played the most minutes, I'm pretty sure, of any game that he's played thus far during the regular season. I think it's a little criminal that you didn't put Landry in there.
I was going to talk about Landry in our next one, which is what we liked. So let's start with that.
Okay, yeah.
Landry Shamet's start to the game.
Yeah, he was clicking very early, and it made things easier. It was kind of interesting because in the pregame,
it almost got out of hand early, too.
Yes.
Which could have been, sorry, that was just something he was contributing to. He saved us kind of early. That early play saved us.
Yeah, yeah. Doc was talking about how there would be nights that maybe the offense wouldn't win us games.
Mm-hmm.
But like if the defense is playing like it really should be able to for 82 games, that can kind of cover up for it.
Yeah, that's not going to lose us the game.
And I a little bit felt like it was the opposite in that first half, which isn't ideal.
Yeah. I mean, it's what happened in the Suns game, too.
Yeah, like, the defense wasn't as good. The same hustle wasn't there. And then, luckily, the offense was clicking really pretty well.
Yeah. I will give a point, too, to Shamet's defense. He's playing very disciplined defense on shooters this year.
Yeah.
He didn't fall for Steph Curry's pump fakes. He didn't fall for Graham hit him with a couple of them. He's a great ball denier.
He is.
Which is fantastic to see.
Yeah. He finished with 16-4-2. Really great night for Landry.
Another thing we liked, Zubats's interior defense.
Yes.
5 blocks, obviously great. But he's challenging everything, and he's doing it well.
Yeah. He also went up for an insane dunk at one point.
Yes. That's my favorite Zubats trait, is that he will try and end people.
Yeah.
Doc was singing his praises in the postgame presser, reminding everyone that he's 22, which I sometimes do forget.
Super young. Super young.
He's learning to work, and he's asked him to get in. He said he's done everything they've asked him to do, which is, he's like, that's all we can hope for. It's great. Like, it's progressing. Maybe not as fast as some people want, but it was great tonight.
I thought it was great. Yeah, I mean, once again, he's going to be a matchup-dependent kind of guy, I think.
Yeah,
like the minutes.
A lot of the team is.
Yeah, and how he's going to look. And that's a good thing, though. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good thing when you know what to expect out of a player versus them being completely inconsistent.
Yes, that is fair. It's like, yeah. Another thing we liked, we already talked about Kawhi's everything, in particular, the pick and roll. Pick and roll, we're going to see it a bunch. We already have. This is a fantastic stat from Justin Russo at FlyByNight on Twitter. The Clippers are averaging 1.706 points per possession on passes made by Kawhi to the roller when he's the pick of that situation. That's the best in the NBA.
Yeah.
So we're on pace to have another historic pick and roll year.
Yeah. We're scoring on, what, 70% of those?
Yeah. Got to give a shout out to Trez's fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. He had a great game overall, but in the fourth quarter, he was 3 of 6.
I like that what you wrote in here, authoritative finishes.
He was. He put Zeller on a poster in the fourth.
Yeah.
Which the crowd got hyped. The crowd was into it all night, which was nice.
I want to touch on that for one second because I loved this.
Okay.
I was a little bit nervous going in early on, like what the crowd was going to be like. Just because there was nowhere near the amount of like fanfare or
the vibe was different on opening night.
You know, there was a line like all the way around the door, and obviously a different situation.
Yeah,
but we came in, and I gotta be honest, like the Clippers fans that were there, which was the majority of the crowd, they laid it down like
it was great,
like it was an opening night game.
I
was pleasantly surprised. I was very impressed.
They were
also
trying
shout out to the 5 people like 2 rows away from us who were wearing Laker jerseys there. Like, your disdain for a team is so deep that you'll buy a ticket.
I will say one of the guys was wearing a Jerry West jersey.
Oh, that's fair.
Which I didn't know how to feel about.
You know
and
what?
It was the blue one.
That's fair.
So that was fair. Anything else that you liked?
No, I think we pretty much touched on everything.
All right, we can get into what wasn't good.
Well, Jamichael Green's shooting was not really there.
Yeah.
And I think that in the same way that Shamet's great performance, I think, fueled him on the defensive side.
For sure.
Jamichael Green's shooting slump, I carried over on the other side.
He had 5 fouls, I believe.
He did have 5 personal fouls, which was more than points or rebounds that he had.
That's a little tough. Mo had a bit of a tough game, shooting-wise.
Yeah, he was, I mean, not really. He was 2 of 3 from the floor, 1 of 2 from 3.
Well, I'm an idiot.
Just not a whole lot of shots, really.
Yeah.
And overall, he played under 20 minutes and only 5 points.
He impacted in other ways, though. He was making positive passes and movements.
Yeah, yeah. But since this is what we don't like, I won't dig too into that. I'm just going to say I don't like stats for that.
Get out of here with that. I didn't like Bev's early shooting was not going well.
Nope.
At one point, he was 1 of 6 or 2 of 6 or something like that. He was still letting it fly.
I mean, I don't like that.
I liked the confidence. But it was a time when the game was feeling a little uneasy, too.
No, I agree. Like,
One quick thing about what we don't like. Still got some stuff to figure out defensively. We're not running guys off the three-point line yet.
It's interesting because it seemed like the overarching notes were really pretty simple. Just try to keep guys off the line.
Yeah.
It's like what the, you know, defensive scheme boiled
down
after
Saturday, yeah.
And they were still really pretty unable to do it, it felt like, at times, during the first half.
I mean, they shot, Hornets shot 36% from three. They took plus 40 attempts. They took more than we did.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of attempts.
I think we're going to see a lot of the time. And I know that this...
In the beginning.
I know that you hate this.
I think in the beginning.
I think a lot of teams might take more, but I think that it'll be like last year where the percentage is so good that...
Yeah.
It mitigates some of the lessened attempts.
I guess the
more quality shots.
I guess what makes me uncomfortable is just the comfortability they have taking that many threes.
Yeah.
The other team.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Like that.
You think that's an indictment on
the defense. For sure.
All right.
I mean, if you're giving that many opportunities out the three, you're not.
Yeah.
Or you're just letting them shoot, which is fine, but they still shot 36% from three, which I understand isn't, you know, 40%, but it's not bad.
It's not bad. Team-wide, that's a pretty good number. Yeah, I don't know. I guess for me, it was just kind of that thing where nothing had to change, you know? There wasn't like a major change that had to be addressed going into the second half. It was honestly like just execute on the plan.
Yeah.
Which
was kind of a theme of the preseason.
And to me is comforting because it's like, well, that plan is still in place. That these guys still know how to do it. Yeah, it's just like, you know. It's not clicking right now.
Yeah. Coming up after this, we're going to give you our key takeaways for the game, getting us some Twitter Tuesdays. But first, I want to give a shout-out to Indochino.
Hi-yo.
Hey. So world's largest made-to-measure menswear brand. Start your style upgrade now with $30 off your total purchase of $399 or more at Indochino.com and entering code LOCKEDON, all capital letters, one word, at checkout.
All right.
Okay, so let's get these key takeaways.
Yeah, what do you got?
First of all, shout-out Derek Walton.
Oh, man.
Derek Walton Jr. got his first minutes.
Looking good.
It was fantastic to see. A key takeaway for me, Doc fully understands this team is still learning how to play together on all fronts. And so there's going to be some... We talked about this team might start slow. We're getting into the hard part of that first 10 games now. Mm-hmm. We got a back-to-back coming up. But I think that's okay, though.
Yeah, that it's taking some time.
I just think it's like, I feel like some people are freaking out right now, like about the lineup.
Oh, yeah.
People are really mad that Patrick Patterson is starting, which I can see being kind of perturbed that he's starting, but it's not been...
Make the argument.
No, but I'm saying it's not been a detriment in any real way.
No, argue me right now. No, I see what you're saying.
He hasn't lost us the one game we've lost.
Mm-hmm. There are games, it's kind of like the same thing that we said about Zubats a little bit, right? Like, there are some games where he's maybe a little less effective against certain matchup,
units,
right?
For sure.
So I think in that regard, fine, no harm, no foul. Even if he's in the starting lineup, you put Trez in earlier.
Yeah, or Jamichael.
Yeah.
It just makes the bench better, too.
Agreed.
It makes the bench crazy.
Yeah, it does.
And he's just not the main option.
Can I give you a weird takeaway that I have?
For sure.
Sorry, did you have another thing on the Patrick Patterson?
No.
Okay. It's interesting because we have talked about how much older the team has gotten.
For sure.
One of my key takeaways is that this team has very old man vibes now.
Oh, yeah. Man, I hadn't thought about that until you said it, but there's very much a... Yeah.
And it's something
I'm going to go ahead and get out of here.
It's something that, yeah.
It's not bad.
It reminds me.
It's get it done, old man energy.
Yeah. Yeah. There's just even Shamit and guys who, you know, clawed their way back from big games have definitely had a composure throughout their whole career. There's a different level to it now where it's like, I don't know. Yeah. I guess maturity is like the best word for it. It's different. It's like a different vibe. And I think that. It really carries through, like, the stretches where we're making those kind of bad mistakes.
For sure.
They're never as long as they were sometimes before.
Yeah. Yeah, they get solved quicker.
Yeah.
That we've seen. Key takeaway, apparently an off-shooting night is 48% from the field, which is fantastic for us.
Yeah.
Like, things weren't going in. like I said, like if you looked at like Bev's percentage, Lou didn't shoot the best percentage.
Yeah, Pat was 1 of 6 from three.
Yeah. Tough.
Tough stuff.
Sometimes it's going to happen, but still we shot 48% overall thanks to guys like Zoo and Trez. So the efficiency is there. Zubats is committed to improving on defense.
Mm-hmm.
I truly believe it.
Yeah.
Not that I thought it was a lie before, but seeing it tonight, it was like, you're not stopping.
No.
You want to finish this game. I know he didn't technically close out the game.
Yeah.
But he, you know, he did what he had to do.
I would agree. And I think that, like, the analysis that he's done, everything they've needed him to do, is really pretty apt. Mm-hmm. I mean, our two biggest personal complaints on Zoo were we were very worried about the interior defense.
Yeah.
And rebounding. And then the finishing was pretty rough for some stretches last year.
But it's looked strong.
And both of those things are marked improvements.
Rebounding still could use a little room, but still some season to go.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a good thing, too. There's still room for him to grow.
Yeah.
I don't think that we've seen peak Zubats yet.
Doc was talking about how great the team's going to be when Paul George is coming back,
mm-hmm.
which got me hyped.
It always does.
That defense, you know what? It's hard to not just be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Great. He was talking about how Kawhi is going to be the passer to Paul George,
mm-hmm.
which, I mean, nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? No, it was a good win tonight. On to Utah.
On to Utah.
I'm feeling that's going to be a good test.
Yeah. So, we want to dive into some questions?
Go ahead. Yeah, let's get into some questions. Thank you guys for sending questions in for Twitter Tuesdays. Squad Dodd wants to know, who plays less when Magruder comes back? Great question.
Really great question.
I don't know.
I think it'll depend on the night.
We're effectively running a 9-man rotation right now.
I think it'll depend on the night and then what that chemistry is like from a playmaking sense. But if I were to just like take a gut reaction,
yeah,
I would think maybe he would lighten the load a little bit for both guys, but I think maybe especially for Pat.
Okay.
So Doc, and not that Pat has been playing poor, I would necessarily take minutes away from him, but Doc was saying that he had minutes where Pat was tired tonight.
And he said one of the big things in the presser was the big goal is to just have everyone get through the year healthy.
Exactly.
He was talking about like Kawhi's minutes cap, and he's like, there's no real cap. It's just like we want everyone to be healthy.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that having Magruder be able to take up some of those minutes, obviously not the defender or the vet necessary yet that Pat is, but I think fits in as an interesting piece next to those guys, especially if you know, he has the ability to put the ball on the floor. He has the ability to do some playmaking,
uh-huh.
but he doesn't have to be the guy.
For sure.
On that
He's
unit.
The guy's guy.
Yeah. So I think that, to me, makes it a more natural fit than trying to, like, mash him together with Trez on the second unit. I don't know. I talk about it all the time, but it's weird whenever both guys aren't just on the both of those guys just aren't on the floor. So
UK Clipper. How, as a team, can we get Landry better looks? Secondly, our play has looked rushed at times during the last three games, especially in the Suns game. What's this down to, and how can we improve? So,
what do you want to start with?
As far as the Landry thing, I don't think he needs better looks. He's getting great looks and slash good looks. I'm not saying that in a rude way to Landry at all, but
yeah,
the looks are there. He proved it in the game tonight.
The looks are there. I wonder if it's disengaging. This is probably going to sound stupid, but I wonder if it's disengaging sometimes that the looks are so easy.
I know what you're saying. Like, they talk about the three-point contest, and they're like, no one's taking open looks. Like, get a hand in their face.
Yeah.
They'll probably shoot better with a hand in their face because the wide-open look is so funny. I don't necessarily agree with what you're saying, but I can see the argument.
Because if it's me and I'm at work and I'm like, oh man,
and you're just crushing.
So much time to do this thing.
Yeah,
I'll wait. I'll wait a little longer, and then you know, you get in your head.
Yeah, I don't know.
If you have to, I thought Landry last year was he's always a great shooter, but he looked even better coming off of like weird motion things.
Doc said he wants to get Shamit started early, which he kind of wanted to make a point of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said this. He was like, kind of like we used to do with JJ. If he gets going early, a lot of the other guys are like, great. Mm-hmm. You can keep doing this because we can affect the game in other ways.
For sure.
That's an interesting point about being bored with the open looks. You never know.
I mean, I tend to overthink things.
Nick Jacobs asks, with the way Kawhi's passing has been as of late, do you think he ends up the season as the team's assist per games leader? What do you think that number will be? Yes, and 7.5.
All right.
I say that, and I, yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty much in agreeance. I
think 7.5, it's going to be fantastic to watch. Doc has already said he's going to be the passer to Paul George.
Yeah.
He's already an elite pick and roll passer on this team through four games.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Zoo have a chemistry. Him and Trez have a chemistry. 7.5.
Yeah, I would be pretty surprised.
And that will lead the
team.
But everyone else will be in like that 4 to 6.5.
So my one hold up, my one
bugaboo?
Yeah, is just
two bugaboos.
We still don't know what the distribution is going to look like once Paul George is on the floor. And
I kind of do. I feel like
looking at the numbers, at least
still going to be the facilitator
from last season, George had a slightly higher points per possession in terms of the pick and roll. He ran it a little bit more than Kawhi. Less turnovers. He wasn't passing a ton because he was on a Thunder team that, you know,
the supporting
cast
isn't as good. So I feel like the pick and roll's so much easier for the other guys, for the opponent to key in on.
Yeah, absolutely. So I mean, that would be my one reservation, is just we still don't know exactly what the distribution is going to look like, because Paul George is also an excellent passer, but
we know who the main facilitator is going to be.
Do we?
I think we do. I think Kawhi calls the shots on this offense.
And you're counting Lou Will out of this, too.
Yeah. Because Kawhi's going to take some assists.
What?
Of being the leader of the team in assists, because I think Kawhi's going to take some of those pick and roll assists to Trez, which is fine.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
I think Lou's efficiency is going to be the same. His points might be closer than what we maybe thought they were going to be to last season at the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I think we both thought they were going to be kind of down.
Yeah, I mean,
but that might not be as down as we thought if Kawhi is in this facilitator mode as much.
I don't think we were down necessarily on his points as a whole. Both of our thing that we stressed was that we didn't want his usage to have to be so high.
For sure.
Which I feel like has not been the case.
Yeah. I do think from LA, Arway asks, you know what? We're going to go into the break, because I got one more point I want to make about this Lou Williams thing.
All right.
About the assistant coming up right after this. All right. My other point about the Lou thing.
The Lou thing in that he will not lead the team in assists.
Yeah. That's not bad, and I think he's not excited for that, but I think taking less off of his plate, that's great.
Yeah, that's
fair. He can focus purely on the scoring.
That's fair.
I do think they need to maybe learn how to play defense well together, because Kawhi was frustrated in that Suns game. There were a couple times when he was visibly frustrated on the court.
Yeah.
Into the LA Arway question, he asked, can Lou be an all-star? Not should, because we all know the answer to that question.
Should is an absolute yes. I do not think that he will make an all-star team.
The backcourts are too crazy.
I mean, it would make sense.
People would be so mad.
It would make sense if...
Casual fans would be furious.
If they got to do a tandem, Trez and, Lou Will combined.
All-star reserves should be able to do that.
They also both do allow their own, but, you know.
Yeah, but he's not going to be an all-star.
No. Isn't a huge portion of it the fan vote?
Yeah.
So
shout out the fans. Shout out Clipper Nation.
Yeah.
Still the hashtag.
Double vote. Learn to hack. Triple vote.
Fuji Fun Guy Kawhi, fantastic name, asks, with such high expectations, could there ever be a point where Doc's job is in jeopardy? A fair question to ask. He is not insinuating anything.
No. I like this question. It's spicy. I think in the hearts of the fans, yes.
And a small portion of the fans, I think yes.
I think, I mean, it seems like we're 3-1 right now, and it seems like some people are already kind of pissed at
some people feel perturbed. There's people who are mad about his rotations, and it's like, okay, I mean, yes, I'm upset at the defensive rotations because the team looks a little out of sorts sometimes. Mm-hmm. But
I'm not really questioning of the personnel, though.
I was upset initially with the Patterson thing just because I was like, oh, what the hell? Like, I thought we had Jermichael Green. Well, it seems like they would maybe start. But we're still figuring stuff out.
For sure.
The bench unit definitely needs consistency. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I know that's maybe not the strongest argument for it, but he just hasn't negatively impacted us enough for me to be... I don't like the optics of it, I guess. Like, the lineup sheet looks weird to read, but you know what I mean? That's not a real tangible thing to be upset about.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of it.
Yeah, that's fair. No, there's no huge argument to be made. I think, yeah, that in the hearts of the fans or something, it might come up, but...
But who do we hire?
I can't name a better available coach, really.
I just don't see it happening. From at
Clip... Who do you hire?
Blatt.
I was going to say David Blatt.
or Becky Hammond. From Clip _City. Mm-hmm. How do we think the Clippers can avoid the Celtics fallout from last season with the addition of Paul George in the lineup and with what will probably already be a well-oiled machine, or do you think that won't be a problem? Great question. First person to ask if there might be a negative with adding Paul George. They're not saying it's going to be a negative, but I like the thought.
Yeah. I think the difference would be...
Bit of a thinker.
Yeah, it's a bit of a thinker. For me, the difference between the two teams is, well, A, we've kind of gutted a lot of youth.
Yeah.
Where there's younger guys on that Boston team.
And those Boston youngins took that team on a pretty absurd playoff run.
Yeah.
And so
they went to the Eastern Conference final.
We have no one to feel slighted.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have no one to be like, I just did this.
Absolutely.
I know I'm young, but let me...
Stay with me on this one.
You've had a couple of stay with me's on this episode.
I actually think that Kawhi being able to come into the season healthy is also a help. Because we haven't set a precedent for these... For like some of the younger guys or the deeper rotation guys where they're taking on heavy minutes... And, you know, possibly winning some games.
Yeah.
But I think that to go from that stance where you know, you have an active part in securing the dub to...
Got
to
get that fat dub.
Deeper in the rotation, I think that you might take that as a slight on your performance versus, you know, recognizing that for the better whole, it's probably better if Kawhi plays 30 minutes and maybe you only play 12.
Yeah, I like that point. We also don't have someone who thinks the earth is flat on our team.
You know what?
That can only be a help. No, that is a good question, but Doc has said it. These are two guys that fit the team in terms of, okay, we'll put them in play. Doc said it again tonight. I know I keep saying that, but he goes, you know, I'm not a fool. I give Kawhi the ball.
Yeah. Well, and I just
because he can do whatever you really need.
Absolutely. They're low maintenance guys, and I think that that's like you could say that front to back about the roster is that it's from a chemistry standpoint, at least optically, a pretty well built team.
Yeah, that is fair.
I don't know what their group chats are like. You know that I haven't been invited yet.
We'll get there.
I think so.
Oh man, fantastic game on Tuesday night. If you're listening to this, or excuse me, on Monday night, you listen to this on Tuesday. I'm all out of sorts. Hope everyone had a good time. I want to give a shout out. We both want to give a shout out to iTunes user PatBev2020.
Okay.
Gave us a 5-star review.
Thanks so much.
Appreciate it, dude.
Yeah.
That's like 4 in a row.
Wow.
Someone's going to come.
You guys are great. Everybody's great.
Someone's going to come through with a fat 1-star review. For Wednesday's show, we're going to have a brand new What You Say Wednesday poll.
It's been decided.
I have to figure out what Twitter user gave us that. Thank you so much. We're going to get a drop in here for that for you guys. Also would like to give a where are you to the French NBA Twitter. You guys are really cool for like a game. Haven't made a peep since. And we gave you a shout out. We're going to have the poll for you guys. We're going to talk about whatever else happens with you now and then. Mm-hmm. I have been positive, Chuck Mockler.
I'm William the Opinion Dyke. Appreciate you.